Green Bridge Players, this is Michael at Bridge Hands. December 15th, 2010, this is poll number 14. And this poll, south is the dealer. With 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 15, a couple distribution points for the length in a beautiful spade suit, maybe up to 17, and I don't think we should count anything for the jack double 10 of diamonds, do you? Okay. Pass over here by West. Partner North has 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't think we're going to count any length points here. Not enough primary honors in this suit. Not enough entries to this hand. So we're going to have to bid one no trump, although we don't really like having the 2, 4, 2, 5 shape. Bridge is full of imperfections. A pass by East. Back to us. Two spades too weak, four spades maybe a little too strong. If we had a self-sustaining spade suit, I think it could go. Missing that 10, probably not. It could be king 10 fourth behind us. We don't know that partner has the 10 at this point. So three spades. Pass. At this point, North knows there's a six-card spade suit and a strong hand, and accordingly bids four spades, appreciating a 10 of spades, ace of hearts, and a king of diamonds, two primary honors. Four spades, pass, pass, pass. Lead to West. West could lead a heart, but with a strong hand to the right, that's maybe not going to work. Could lead a diamond. Here again, that could spell trouble. Leading a king or king of clubs, or away from a king of clubs, might work out. But how about a nice safe lead with a spade? Okay, plan our play. We could try some heart finesses to the ace and then a heart back to the queen. We could go with a finesse to the diamonds. That might or might not work. We don't normally like to break suits that have king jack. Let the opponents break those suits. So how about a club promotion? If we can play an ace of clubs, club, get the king out. If we can get to this hand, we can set it up nicely, can't we? With the what entry? The ace of hearts. Keep our eye on that one. That's going to be our entry to try to set up this club suit. So doing so, we better go up with a 10 of spades now so that we can start the finesses. If we play low, we got to get back to this hand for repeated finesse. And the only one for sure, remember, was this ace of heart. We have better plans for that to promote the clubs. So this is one of those rare instances where we play second hand high. East is not really enamored with this lead, but knowing that there's a lot of spades behind him or her, we might as well go up with the king, just in case partner has a queen doubleton and made a desperate lead. We win the first trick. We play spades, 5, 6, 7, 8. We play and get the last spade out. Might as well discard a diamond at this point. And partner can probably throw a heart from dummy. And there's our 13th spade. Now, why don't we play another spade or two? I don't think we have to worry about getting tapped right away. We got some concerns here, but if we take too long, the declarer will certainly know what our problem is. Maybe already does, based upon the spade lead. We'll play it two of spades. And maybe another heart from dummy. And how about a 10 of diamonds to show that, yes, we have the ace of diamonds behind the king. Okay, let's go ahead and play these clubs and see what happens. To the queen. Defenders know that they should normally do the opposite thing that the declarer is trying to do. So do you want to cover? If you don't, you will maybe be able to have a little transportation problem. So if you cover now, for sure, they'll go with a heart to the ace and run the clubs. So a stubborn West will do a low play. Okay. South says, thank you for letting me win the queen, I think, but now we've got some serious concerns on the red cards. Well, so we'll be stubborn ourselves and play another spade. And sure enough, West is not really happy with this. Look at all these busy cards. Trusting that partner has the ace of diamonds and possibly some length, let's go ahead and pitch a diamond. And over here, without seeing the other hands, it's not clear what to discard. Perhaps a diamond or a club, we're not sure which. There's no easy answer. All right, time to make some plays. You want to play this diamond first or the heart? Well, let's try the diamond. Low, king, and the ace. All right. We certainly don't want to come back in a heart, knowing that's the suit they're trying to promote, so let's go ahead and play our diamond. And heart or a club? Think about it, we better do a club, as much as we'd like to promote the suit. And we have a little problem, don't we? If we play the king of clubs, then we get to the hearts. We might play a heart and give a guess to the declarer who has got the jack and the king. And that is the choice, isn't it? If we go up now, knowing that the king of clubs is out, we've got a problem, so we've got to do the nine of hearts. A 10 goes up, and we are very thankful we win with the queen. That means the king jack was to our left. We have won the trick. At this point, we can go up to the ace. And in this scenario, while we weren't able to promote the clubs, that's okay because we were able to promote the heart suit, making the left-hand opponent lead the suit. And so when it's all said and done, we have 10 tricks, they have 3, we make our contract. In summary, we opened one spade to one no-trump to our partner, 3 spades invitational, accepting 4 spades, even with a doubleton, knowing there's an 8-card plus fit. The lead problem we had here, we were to lead hearts, we've got problems. Clubs, we have problems. Diamonds, we have problems. You see in diamonds, if we go 6 to a low, the jack is going to be promoted, isn't it? So that was why we led a spade. And as you'll recall, we had to go up with the 10 of spades because we have limited entries to the north hand. So this is one of those rare instances where we went second hand high. At that point in time, there's a lot of different play scenarios with these combinations of cards, but in essence, what we did was we pulled trump. We played the ace and a queen of clubs, giving a gambit over here to the opponents. An opponent who doesn't duck and goes up and wins it will soon get in and promote this long club suit, making more than 10 tricks. So that was a smart play by doing a holdback and giving some guesses. You saw, as we got to the latter cards, there was a lot of considerations that had to be made. So I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Look for more, and thanks for coming by Bridge Hands. Hey, have a great day playing bridge. Bye for now.